You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount, but rather love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." What is the most important thing about being Christians, about being the disciples of Jesus? Is it our doctrine, our faith? No, I think it's love, unconditional love. Love even for our enemies. Jesus says today very difficult words. "I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." This is the essence of Christianity. The first Christians in the times of the Roman Empire, they lived this. They cared for the poor, the orphans and the widows, those on the margin of the society, and they showed love and forgiveness to those who persecuted them and killed their family members. They became signs of God's love. Today, we need these signs more than ever. Our world and our society needs love and forgiveness. Jesus tells us to love our enemies and to forgive. Jesus breaks the rule that we had in the Old Testament. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Law of a proportional revenge. We may be scandalized that something like this we can find in the Bible. But this is very often our mentality still today. We want to pay back evil to somebody, to take revenge. How many movies or books about revenge we have? Before the Bible, it was even worse. People believed in a revenge that was not proportional. A man named Lamech from the book of Genesis said, "I have killed a man for wounding me. a young man for bruising me. If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times. In the first reading today, David was persecuted by Saul. Saul is obsessed with David. He wants to kill him. In this story, we see that David does not take revenge, but forgives. He forgives many times. This was all a step toward the message of Jesus. It is easy to talk about forgiveness, about loving your enemies, but it's actually hard to do it, and we all experience that. This is not about enemies in another countries, but those who are close to you. Sometimes your wife can be your enemy, or your husband, or your children, your parents, your boss, superiors. Every day we learn that it is so hard to love them, to forgive them. Jesus does not only talk about forgiveness. Jesus showed forgiveness on the cross. One of his last words, as we remember, were, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus forgave those who persecuted him. And that's why Jesus invites us to try to forgive and to love. It is a battle that we fight every day. Sometimes we struggle with that. But with His grace, we can do it. We can become more like Jesus. We can become more merciful, just as our Father in heaven is merciful. This year we celebrate Ash Wednesday on March 6th. This is the beginning of Lenten season. At our shrine, Masses will be at 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., and 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. in English, and at 10 a.m. in Polish. During the Lenten season, we'll celebrate Stations of the Cross on Fridays at 6 p.m. in Polish and at 7 p.m. in English. During this Lenten season, there will be an opportunity to attend a Lenten retreat, which will take place at our shrine retreat house on March 29 to March 31st. The retreat master will be Father Pavel Bielecki, missionary and physician from Beirut, Lebanon. He will be here to lead us in the examination of our priorities of our daily lives and to make consecrate and practical resolution for improvement of our lives. To register, please contact the retreat house or our shrine office. On Saturday, March 23rd, Our Lady of Częstochowa Youth Group is hosting a designer bag bingo at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. All proceeds benefits the youth group pilgrimage to Poland. Doors open at 6 p.m. with bingo starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. You can also bring your own drinks and snacks and have a great time. Contact Katie Fetter at 267-221-4090 for tickets, or go to oloc-bag-bingo.eventbrite.com for more information and to purchase tickets and to register. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.